come cielo lungo!
Fishmongers are proudly shouting about the variety and freshness of the cornucopia of seafood laid out before them. Eager buyers crowd the stall, pushing at each other in their zeal to capture the best deal. But this isn't a busy seaside dock or a downtown fish market. I'm at the Slow Fish Show in Genova, Italy, a gathering of fishers, chefs, and world experts in the science of the seafood we eat, organized by the Slow Food Movement. Part of the show is set up like a typical fish market, with rows of vendors and a live fish auction. Then there are cafes and wine bars where you can match cooked and raw seafood delights with some of Italy's best wines and beers. I gobbled crisply fried anchovies and slurped salty oysters as part of my research. A quieter part of the conference center was given over to the serious business part of Slow Fish, tasting workshops and seminars devoted to the future of these valuable foodstuffs. A recurring theme at the seminars dealt with the pros and cons of aquaculture. Fish and shellfish have actually been farmed for thousands of years, but today's widespread practices are somewhat controversial, to say the least. John Volpe is an assistant professor of marine systems restoration at the University of Victoria. He traveled all the way to Genova to explain why making farmed salmon cheaper to buy than its wild counterpart exacts a toll on coastal communities.
Now we've got coastal communities that have relied for many generations, and First Nations communities hundreds of thousands of generations on the wild product, which simply are no longer intact because of the economic instruments that have been brought to bear on the industry through foreign production of farmed salmon.
Volpe says cheaper production costs in countries like Chile and Norway mean BC salmon farmers have to cut costs and jobs in order to remain competitive. He says it's not a sustainable model in the long term, but that message isn't getting through.
I'm baffled that I even have to make the argument at a slow food conference. I mean, I walked downstairs and found Norwegian farm salmon. I thought coming here that there would be an elevated appreciation, or at least recognition of the inherent values beyond the material value of fish, and that a product, a piece of seafood that is produced in a balanced way that balances the ecological with the economic and social is inherently more valuable. And I think people by and large get that, but things like salmon, which has become so commodified that it's literally lost its identity across much of the world, with the exception of some areas around the rim of the Pacific.
Volpe says the most sustainable wild fisheries have proven to be ones that are self-managed, that is, without too much government intervention, in order to reach a balance between ecological, environmental, and social issues.
Vongola verace, yes. Vongola verace farmed, no? Venus gallina, clam.
Valentina Tepedino is a veterinarian specializing in marine life. She's also the editor of a trade magazine called Eurofish Market. She believes aquaculture will be the only way to meet the worldwide growing demand for seafood. Translating for her is Andreo Salemio.
Because all the fish are being overfished and there's little remaining of every species. There are also pollution factors. The water environment is changing because of the atmosphere changes.
E poi perché comunque la domanda è aumentata tantissimo, quindi comunque non sarebbe sufficiente anche se ci fosse.
Because the demand for fish has also risen a lot in the past few years, so decreasing supply with increasing demand kind of points towards the farming of fish as a more sustainable way of getting the food.
E poi io credo nell'acquacultura perché se fatta bene dà un alimento sicuro, cioè perché è controllata.
She's also very, she feels very secure in aquaculture because if it's done right in a controlled manner, it produces a very safe and controllable product.
Se fatta bene.
If it's done well.
If it's done well, she says. Somewhere the middle ground exists between aquaculture operated strictly for profit and an industry that can be more sustainable. Brian Halwell is a senior researcher with the World Watch Institute in Washington, D.C. He's been looking at aquaculture models that don't just concentrate on a single species.
People on both coasts have experimented with raising salmon in the top column of water and then anchoring to the bottom strings where you have mussels or other sorts of shellfish. And one of the big problems with salmon farming is all the waste that's generated, the feces or manure from the salmon. As this floats down, the mussels or other shellfish actually consume it and break it down and suck out some of the nutrients from that manure that can be quite polluting. They also find that because the mussels are filtering the water in different ways, it can cut down in some of the common diseases that they find on salmon farms, whether it's lice or other biological pollution. And they make it a more robust ecosystem, so that it's not a monoculture anymore. It's not a big field of salmon. It's a field of salmon and seaweed and mussels and other species.
Howell also advocates that we concentrate less on farming big fish, like salmon, and more on eating small fish that are sometimes used as feed at fish farms. Eat more anchovies, sardines, and whiting, he says, and pump up production of oysters, scallops, and clams, and only farm species of fish that are vegetarian, such as tilapia, carp, and catfish. Sustainable seafood isn't going to come easy, but if you're interested, you can do your part. I'll have lots of links and a recap of what today's speaker said on my website. That's Food for Thought. I'm Don Genova.